This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
About September the 19th, it is, yes it is, DJV time. I told you it was 7 after the hour though, right? And I told you who the players were here. No, I didn't do that. Jennifer Horn here to play, have some fun. Victoria Keelan, yay, they play well together in the sandbox. Kara Schillen is also in the sandbox with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We are here to work our magic. We want to move people ahead. No disappointments today, no heartbreaks. What kind of opportunities do you have in front of you today? We have an opportunity to help you out, understand, clarify what's going on, starting with all the things the president is doing. Jennifer, he went to California, yesterday. What happened?
He was actually here for a couple of days. Was expected to make about $15 million in fundraising from California.
Thought he didn't do that. Didn't he say he didn't? Well, was that last time around? But he didn't take money last time, did he?
He did. Yeah, he did.
Yeah. Oh, why did I think he didn't take? Didn't he make a statement he wasn't going to take money? Or was that in the primary season? I'm thinking back. I know I'm not making this up. I know he said
he didn't pay for advertising. I think maybe that's what you're thinking of. I don't think he paid. Really? Yeah, well, he got all the free advertising that he needed from Fox and everybody else, so he didn't pay for that.
There's always a twist in there.
He did. It was before he was even a major candidate. He was on CNN. He was on, what's that annoying guy with the bad hair with, like, the combs it forward? You know who I mean. He was one of the debate moderators from CNN. Anyway, that guy, I forget his name now, but that guy had him on all the time when he was just candidate Trump. So, really? I mean, he was good ratings back then. So, everybody, Jeff? He didn't need to have advertising.
Who are they?
It's not a slam. That's just the truth. Well, he didn't need it.
Wolf Blitzer.
Jim Acosta, I think.
Right, okay.
Right, he's got that weird, like, Caesar Jim haircut,
Acosta,
right?
Jim Acosta hates him, though. I don't know if it was him.
No, he was back in the day, because my mom used to watch it all the time, and she was like, oh, my God, the guy was like, breaking news, candidate Trump is on the phone. Like, he would call in. It was
All right, so now that we've straightened that all out, let's get to what he did in California, or what he didn't do in California.
Well, As he came through, he, of course...
By the way, isn't he on Fox and Friends today?
This morning,
Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Excuse me. Please, continue.
So, okay, here we go.
Take three.
As he came through the state, he spent a lot of time talking about the homeless problem and immigration, of course. He ended his trip in San Diego, and in San Diego he toured sections of the border wall and talked about that a bit. He talked about the homeless problem as well, saying that there should be an independent task force that should come in, and he's right. There should be something that happens. There's no reason that the officials in California should let the homeless problem go on as it's been going on. I mean, it is, if you haven't been to California lately, it is awful. There are people who are just living on the streets with mattresses and tents, and it is truly sad for so many different reasons. And so
hardly
the president,
a progressive state. I'm expecting a few of them to show up at my son's wedding next month.
No, I'm telling you, there, it would not surprise me. They knocked and came in, or just came in. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different issues to deal with that, including mental illness and addiction. And so the president really putting the pressure on the governor telling him to butt out which I think is so wrong. The governor needs to take help because clearly he can't fix the problem. Has not been able to do anything but make it worse. So some back
the federal funding had been cut. I thought Newsom said that the federal funding had been cut for the homeless problem in California. I thought I saw him say that yesterday.
And truly, the problem here is that it's not even about the funding so much. It's about the fact that they won't allow movement or arrest or actually cracking down on these encampments. And this becomes an issue about patrolling. Literally, there is a small percentage of people who are having... Housing's expensive in California. There is a housing shortage.
I wouldn't know
that. These are true facts.
Yes,
dear. But... if you start going out and going person by person, and I've heard many reporters who say they sound surprised when they realize that the people who are sleeping on the streets are either mentally, they have mental problems, or they're addicts, or both. And so what needs to happen is there needs to be an effort to actually patrol them, figure out a place for them to go where they can seek treatment, and... that is not happening right now at the state level at all. It's not happening at the city level in Los Angeles. They're just throwing money at a problem, and they're misspending the money that has been given to them. We've spent $1 billion, federal and state money, on trying to combat a problem that just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Now, when the president was here, he announced a new national security advisor who traveled with him on his trip to California. He's actually a Los Angeles native. His name is Robert O'Brien, and he's going to be the new NSA. He was previously a hostage negotiator for the administration and for the State Department. And so President Trump announced that as he was going through. He also announced more sanctions on Iran because it seems that the evidence is in now that Iran was behind that attack on the Saudi oil field. So more sanctions now for Iran.
All right. So also, it looks like he's barring California from setting standards for auto emissions that are different from the rest of the country. How does that play there after? I think that was one of the things that
I think that's
also
ridiculous.
Well,
that seems just like oil dependency 100% all the way.
There is. What's the objection, though? What I'd like to know is what is it that he thinks or the people around him think? What's going to be negatively affected by having better emission standards? That's a tough
oil.
One.
First, first of all, California.
Go ahead, Jennifer.
California is the state that has the highest already the highest regulations on these types of things, and it is states' rights to set these standards. Problem is, we set the standards, the air quality still stinks. There are still problems, and the economy's not any better for it. So the Trump administration says, hey, let's not drive out more business, more of that which is already pouring out of the state. Let's try to cut back on some of those regulations. And that's what he's doing. I think it's going to, honestly, I think because it's a states' rights issue, I think in the end, Gavin Newsom will probably win this one. It's ridiculous, though, because if you come through Los Angeles, the air quality has never been worse. So you tell me why that is the case. The air quality was worse in the 80s, but Doug, if you come through here at all, you know it's worse than it was 4 years ago.
I'm not even sure that I'm not here to say yes or no to it. I don't sense it as you do.
I live here, and I do.
Well,
did you hear how often I'm losing my voice, and I'm coughing, and I
don't think the wildfires help at all.
Well, there's a lot of different things that can... I'm not sure. There are some things, as you know, listening to me, that I agree with when it comes to Trump and Trumpsterisms and things that he does and things that he doesn't do that I think are a focus that is positive, some not. The continuing dependence on fossil fuel, whether it's been proven that it affects the atmosphere and the air, what you've just said, if it is worse... it isn't because of much of anything except what's coming out of the tailpipe of all the cars that are sitting idling on the 405 or the 5 or the 101 or wherever it is they're sitting waiting for the traffic to move. So there's a deeper... The problem with Trump is sometimes, in my estimation anyway, he deals with things superficially. And so in digging around, it would be perhaps something of note to figure out how we do things. Everything's so complicated today, including, I agree, the standards that are put on just making cars, never mind the emissions. All the new stuff that's required by the government is a pain in the neck. I got
a
car.
The car manufacturers are in favor of this, though. It's not like they're siding with Trump, saying, "Yeah, this is way too much." They're the ones who made the deal separately with California because that's where they want to go.
I'm not even talking about the pollution standards.
I don't even understand that.
They still can, though.
I'm talking about what kind of things are required in a car. Electronically, all the gizmos and gadgets and things. I've got a car sitting in a dealer who's been there for a week, and they can't figure out why it doesn't shift properly, and the car is 3 years old. And they tell me that this is because of the requirements. The federal government says you got to do this. I'm sick of the federal government and the state government and the local government telling me how to live my life. I really am. I blew a gasket yesterday when this guy told me, well, there's this requirement from the government, and we're all living our lives based on our relationship with the government. Everybody thinks the same, or everybody in my circle.
So then if you're stripping regulations, why are you upset about that then? It seems that would make you in favor of it.
I guess that just the fact that there are so many things that not just those sorts of regulations, Jennifer, I'm not upset about stripping them, but I think the right ones ought to be stripped and not the wrong ones. And I think that encouraging fossil fuel and the oil companies to continue to have as much influence as they do on our lives is the reason that we have a lot of trouble in the rest of the world. I said this the other day about the Industrial Revolution and how we wouldn't have gotten all of the advances that we have without oil, without steam, without coal, all of the things that have helped to make us produce more and better of whatever it is that we're producing. But at some point, it gets to be enough. And I'm just saying now in general, enough is enough. Whether we can slow it down or stop it, with the car stuff in California that I'm talking about emissions, that's not the only problem that we have. The cars are way too complicated. People are getting frustrated because this is why the used car business is as good as it is, even though new car business is okay. People are tired of the mechanical requirements that it takes to make the car run, if you know anything. If you're a kid and you buy a car and you don't know anything and it doesn't run, well, okay, so what do I do? That's another problem, that we have people who are coming along that don't understand how things run. Anyway, go ahead.
It's going to cut the idea is, I mean, there's a lot of different reasons for this, but he said it'll cut car prices by $3,000, which will encourage people to get new, more fuel-efficient cars to begin with. Right now, if somebody can't afford a car, they're going to keep their old nasty car that's worse for the environment than if they were going to upgrade to something else. By stimulating people's budget, then you're encouraging them to go in the direction that you want them to go in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's government manipulating our lives again. You know, that's what I'm talking about also. More manipulation. 19 past the hour on the DJV program. How are your teeth? Look in the mirror right now. Maybe you're brushing your teeth, getting ready to go out to work or go to school or just take on the day. And if you don't have that bright white smile that you used to have because you drink a lot of coffee, tea, little wine here and there, or whatever it is that you do that affects your teeth and makes them ugly and yellow, the tooth whitening products that are around, most of them work. But at what cost to you? This is one of the great things about understanding how things work. It isn't that you just, there are some people just say, okay, I want white teeth. I'm going to do whatever I have to do. And then they don't look at or understand what it is that they're doing to whiten their teeth. Most of the toothpaste that you use to say whitening on it has those little, what do they call them, Victoria, those plastic thingamabobbers that
are microbeads. Yes,
microbeads that etch away at your enamel so that the teeth underneath it are going to be more exposed to tooth decay. You don't want that. What you want is something that extracts those stains in a natural way, and that's what Power Swabs does. The all-natural patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens those stains in 5 minutes. You snap the tube, you swab your teeth, and in 5 minutes you smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, whatever it is, you stay with the treatment 7 days, every 5, 6, 7 days, the stains disappear. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get them and enjoy the savings using the DJV code, too, because you can get it for 50% off by telling them you're listening here. 50% off the retail price. 800-207-1797.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Controversy here as for the title of this song from Mr. John.
Woo!
Elton John, The Devil Wears Prada. New musical on Broadway, set to premiere next summer with a score written by Elton John. Musical based on the movie starring Meryl Streep, remember? Anne Hathaway was in it. It grossed $300 million. It was a big, popular, and Meryl played a bitch, and the song was for her. Right? I mean, it's not spoiler stuff. Everybody's
she was like the most terrifying person she you could ever bitch. Work for.
Yeah, she was like Cruella de Vil in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this musical is going to play in the Nederlander Theater in Chicago from July 14th to August 16th, and then it goes to Broadway. So they're practicing in Chicago. Reimagining The Devil Wears Prada for the theater is super exciting, is what Elton said. I'm a huge fan of both the book and the feature film. That doesn't surprise me, does it? Surprise any of you?
Who isn't a fan of this movie, though?
And a huge aficionado of the fashion world. That doesn't surprise you. I can't wait to sink my musical teeth into this hunk of popular culture. Well, it's all in the words, Jen. As in the film and the book, the musical is going to follow Andy, an ambitious young writer in New York who lands a job at a prestigious fashion magazine, only to discover that her stylish boss is straight out of hell. The Devil Wears Prada film proved to be a breakout hit for Anne Hathaway, also earned Meryl Streep another Oscar nomination. She was Miranda Priestley. So this was Anne Hathaway's first big movie?
No. She was in The Princess Diaries, and she was in other stuff, but this was a breakout role for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this took her from kind of teen movies to, like, actually being an adult actor that a lot of people respected.
Right. Just upped her annoying factor, but, you know.
Excuse me. 26 and change after the hour on the DGV program. More music now for Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, Doug, and you from Rod Stewart, who has opened up about a battle he's having with prostate cancer. Yesterday we talked about Alex Trebek. Today the story is about Rod Stewart, who's 74 now. He's revealed that he has become clear. Doctors given him a clear bill of health, attending a fundraiser in England for the Prostate Project and the European Tour Foundation charities. He said he was given the thumbs up from his doctors in July. He was diagnosed in 2016. He was a member. Remember Faces? Ron Wood was in that group with him, and Kenny Jones. Now, they were at the event where they jammed with him on some of his most beloved hits. He said to the crowd, quote, 2 years ago I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. No one knows this, but I thought it was about time I told everybody I'm in the clear now because I caught it early. Guys, you really have to go to the doctor. Finger up the bum. No harm done.
Oh, no.
That's the line of the day, boys and girls.
It's like a Tuesday for him.
If you forget, you know, if you forget everything else we talk about today, finger up the bum, no harm done. I gotta circle that one.
Imagine that on a T-shirt.
I'm going to use that on Ken Kronhaus later on today.
Oh, Steve. God, he is going to be speechless.
Finger up the bum, no harm done. All right, anyway, so Rod Stewart thanked the friends who were there. You know, to Ronnie Wood battled lung cancer. Kenny Jones had prostate cancer, too. These people all big smokers and live it up, you know, that kind of stuff. Prostate cancer is a function of what you eat. It's usually caused by sugar, alcohol, that kind of stuff. And it,
but not always, because my friend's dad had it, and he's never had a drop of alcohol in his life. So
really? That's unusual. Yeah. So something else there. Sometimes hereditary plays a factor in it, too, as well. So anyway, the good news is that if you're a Rod Stewart fan, he looks like he's okay. They kicked into Maggie May as he made the announcement. So there it is. 28 after on the DJV program.
How to internally motivate people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. External motivation comes from the outside. Conversely, internal motivation comes from the inside. Research shows that although external motivation can be helpful for the short term, internal motivation lasts much longer. So, how do you internally motivate others to get them to do something of their own volition? Well, there are three straightforward steps. Step one, acknowledge how others feel. And I mean really validate them until they actually feel validated. Step two, help them see as many options as possible, including what the consequences of each choice are. And then, the all-important step three, completely respect their freedom to choose whatever they want. Because if you choose it for them, it's no longer internal motivation. So that's it. Those are the three steps. To learn more about motivation, visit drchristianconti.com.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law, so I just can't. Not say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Now into day four, the United Auto Workers strike against General Motors is leading to layoffs. Workers continuing to picket GM plants across the U.S. In Canada, the automaker says it plans to temporarily lay off 1,300 workers at its final assembly plant in Ontario because of that strike. California officials say they'll challenge President Trump's decision to revoke their authority to set their own vehicle emission standards. 13 other states and D.C. have similar standards that are tied to that California waiver.
We took this step to help keep the U.S. economy strong in the face of some notable developments and to provide insurance against ongoing risks.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell there yesterday announcing they're slicing interest rates by a quarter of 1%. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour this Thursday already. Yep, it's Thursday, September the 19th.
By tomorrow, we'll be two-thirds of the way through the month, Jennifer. What about that? Hoo-ha! Yeah. Yes, we're moving along, accomplishing great things in our lives, hopefully, all of us. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, you. We're all here together to make things better. I'm not sure how we're going to get through this whole thing in Wall Street, though, Victoria. Is there a bull? There's some bull there, right? Wall Street bull?
The charging bull, yes. The bull. Very famous. The actual bronze bull that is has really, since 1989 when it was put in or installed on Wall Street, it's kind of become the symbol of Wall Street. So whenever you watch anything on TV, even if you've never been to New York City, the charging bull is an iconic moment in all of Manhattan. And the interesting thing is, I didn't really even know that this happened until I just came across this story. Apparently someone attacked the bull. And this is just, I don't know, it's crazy. So this guy, who's a truck driver from Texas, he's a 42-year-old truck driver, he attacked the bull with a banjo. And apparently he had this banjo that had, it's made of metal and has very sharp edges. And so he went on this complete rant against Trump and started smashing the banjo on the bronze bull. Now, you wouldn't think that it would really do any damage, but apparently it really did. And when you see it actually poked several holes into the bronze statue, along with a lot of scratches, and it's right up on the right side, right behind one of the bull's horns. And so now the guy was arrested. He's obviously, you know, I don't know what his deal is, but he was playing like gospel music and bashing the, and this is in broad daylight this happened, and while he was bashing the bull, people stood around because they weren't sure if it was like performance art or they didn't know if it was vandalism. So tons of people filmed this. There's video all over the place. So the police showed up and arrested him, and he was convicted, I guess, or went to court already, and the judge ordered him, don't go back and visit the bull. That was his warning. So he has to stay away from all city landmarks in the meantime. And so this is a 3.5-ton bronze bull. It has been on Broadway, right in front of the Stock Exchange, since December of 1989. The sculptor, Arturo Di Modica, he basically illegally installed this piece as a political gesture back then, but it became so popular that everybody loved it, and so it's stuck around. Now, this artist is Connecticut-based, and so he drove down yesterday to assess the damage, and so they say that the damage could be anywhere between $75,000 and $150,000. And so now the company that actually makes the Oscar statuettes, they have jumped in and said that they're going to volunteer to pay for the damages. And so the sculptor is going to have to patch it up, and then the company that makes the Oscars is going to foot the bill for it. But it's totally a bizarre. Everyone who was around, the comments were just, the people were taking selfies with this dude in the background bashing on the bull. No one really knew exactly why he was there. He never told the judge what his motive was. He was wearing a religious-based T-shirt and playing gospel music and yelling about Trump. So it's a mixed bag. I don't think anybody has knows what's going on. But this is actually the second time that the bull has been vandalized the third time. In 2008 and 2017, it was splattered with paint, and then in 2010, another artist covered it with pink crochet. So this poor bull has been attacked numerous times. Pink crochet.
Pink crochet. My aunt. There we go. I have a bull on the porch outside my house, the back of the house. It's on that video. If you watch the video of the farm that we just did, you can see it there. And that video is posted, by the way, if you want to see what goes on the farm. Is it Facebook page? No, it's on our website, I think, right? Or is it the Facebook page
It's on the Facebook page.
Facebookpage.com/DJV Show. That's Kara Schillen. She's here with Jennifer and Victoria every day to celebrate things like National Butterscotch Pudding Day, which is today. For those of you who love butterscotch pudding, I don't know if I love it, but I like it. Butterscotch pudding is kind
of
yummy.
Butterscotch pudding is the only type of pudding I really like.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm not really a pudding person, but something about butterscotch.
How much pudding do you eat? It's good for you, but a little sugar.
Is it good for you?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't eat a lot of it.
It's kind of like ice cream. There have been many types of puddings over the centuries. Who knew that? When referring to pudding today, one is most often referring to milk-based, the flavored dessert that we have. It's cooked with starch, cooled until it's well set for being eaten. Some of the most popular pudding flavors, beside butterscotch, vanilla, chocolate, tapioca. Butterscotch is a confection. Let's see if you know how this is made. You ready? You know how it's made? Anybody want to volunteer? Or you got the information in front of you, so you probably know it's butter and brown sugar. Have some ingredient, lemon sometimes, vanilla, salt, corn syrup. Recipes began appearing around 1850 for butterscotch pudding, but there isn't a consensus as to how butterscotch originated or how it got its name. Butter and scotch. It's perfectly. What do you mean? Don't know how it got its name. Butter and scotch.
There's no scotch in it, so.
No?
I don't know why it's called butterscotch.
Actually, I don't either, but you know what? It makes for good conversation. Speaking of things you drink, I had to ask Kara what White Claw was. I had no idea. What?
Very so popular. A,
oh it is?
God. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
There's like a shortage of them. Right. So,
I love
yeah.
Victoria. When she hears me say something like that, the snicker is worth every moment.
It's just funny because I know this is so not in your realm, but yeah, that you can't go anywhere outside this entire summer without seeing someone with a can of this stuff in their hands.
Really?
Along the beach, everywhere. Yeah.
So why has it become so popular in the past year or so?
Because like anything else where you can't taste the alcohol, people who are lightweights love it. And so...
Have any of us actually tried it?
Yeah, I've had it.
Is it I haven't good? Had a White Claw. I've had a Truly, which is similar.
This
I
is for amateur drinkers, then. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, 100%. I had a White Claw, like Black Cherry or something. It's all right. It's not really my thing, but it's fine.
Well, how long would it take me to drink some and get loopy?
Two sips.
Really?
For you.
It's not very strong. It's
else.
Kind of similar. It would be like on par with the beer, basically.
Yeah. Don't people like it because it's low in calorie?
Yes.
Yeah. See, I don't believe in that. If I'm drinking alcohol, who cares? It's like the same. I'm not going to eat a low-calorie cookie. If I'm eating a cookie, I want a cookie.
Cookie. Right.
Cookie.
All right. So to avoid criticism, Victoria, in burying the lead, the reason we're talking about White Claw is that there is a shortage of White Claw, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And so stores across the country are finding that the drinks distributors aren't increasing the volume of shipments because they don't have enough to fill all the orders. So there's allocations. This is like rationing of gasoline, rationing White Claw, so that it shows up in stores every so often, but it goes out as quickly as it comes in.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's we're all being manipulated. Everyone goes and stocks up on it, and that's what they're the manufacturer has plenty of supply.
All,
they're doing this
them.
To us. Yeah.
Right. So we just we fell into that trap.
And I've seen people walk out of the liquor store that's near us with like three guys holding four cases each of this stuff. it's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, right?
All right?
I judge them.
All right, let's get to at least one sports story before we get to our television. Report. Looks like Alan Maloney is out as a high school referee, at least when it comes to wrestling. He was told he had to take 2 years off by the Attorney General of New Jersey. Maybe you know more about this. A local lawyer.
I haven't heard
of this. Is the same guy who cut the wrestler's dreadlocks, right?
Exactly.
Same guy? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
So still out there?
Yeah. So I guess they finally punished him.
Yes. Punished for... You have 2 years to think about your evil deed before you can come back to... His idea was that students ought to compete with each other on a level playing field. If you got all that hair, it makes it easier for your competitor to yank your hair.
So he punished the guy instead by cutting his hair off? Like, isn't that his own decision? if it makes it easier for his competitor?
I think there would be... Yeah. I mean, you can see the pictures of what happened when the guy got his hair cut. That was floating around when we first started talking about this. It just seems, I would think that would be a personal no-no. With all the personal rights stuff around, I would think that would be...
Yeah, well, that's why people
got
so
upset. Sit out.
To me, this is the exact same thing as the, Australian swimsuit thing. Why wouldn't you say something to the person before they're going to compete?
Right.
He's had the hair for who knows long. He's obviously been competing with it the whole season. Why is it now an issue and you have to cut it at the meet? Like, I just, it doesn't make any sense.
What I don't understand is how this kid's wrestling at all. It looks like a wimp. Like a skinny little kid. How do you win in wrestling if you're a skinny little kid?
They have all different weight classes.
They do?
Yeah,
really? You don't know that?
Obviously, Doug knows a lot about wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. White clawed wrestling, let's file those two away.
Where are you going to file them? Where's the... Where's the file? I want to know where the file is.
It's an expanding file.
Where's the beef? Okay, let's see what we have on television. Any good news? I'm looking forward to something. Well, the Ken Burns thing. I'm going to take a minute on this. Those of you, although Victoria says she doesn't have access to PBS, which sort of surprised me. I thought you would.
No, PlayStation View doesn't have PBS. I would love it, but I'm going to have to wait for it to hit Netflix or Amazon later.
Yeah. Well, it's very good.
Yeah,
I will tell you that it is very, very good. It's compelling in that it's not just about the music. It's about Americana. It's a look back 100 years or more into kind of what the culture has been like as our country grew up. That's more what I'm getting out of it. I love history, And it's giving me a very good perspective on a source of music and entertainment that came from the bowels of our country. If you look into the history, most all of these people who became big stars came from absolutely nothing. Zero. Many of them don't have parents. They were born in shacks. They came from the woods. One of the most interesting things I found out about it is how prolific a songwriter Willie Nelson is. Some of the biggest hits that Patsy Cline had, Willie Nelson wrote as a kid. Most people don't know that. And he's continued through the years to write lots of songs for lots of other people. It's on the same par as Brian Wilson, maybe even more. So Brian Wilson saved most of them. Willie, I think his true stripes here, he didn't save all the good stuff for himself. The story is told of him and I think Ferlin Husky or somebody going over to Patsy Cline's house at 3 o'clock in the morning and playing this for her. And she says, yeah, I'm going to record it. And really, it's very interesting to dig into. And by the way, women, you know, there's a big, now we talk a lot about women not being big in country music. Women were bigger back then than they are now.
Yeah,
many of the stories.
That's the argument.
Yes, right. Yeah, many of the stories about these women coming along and the Johnny Cash, June Carter thing, he was brutal on his first wife. He was so obviously messing around with her and he didn't seem to care who knew. And I think that's kind of rotten. But as I said, when I went to bed.
Was that also when he was on heavy drugs and drinking too?
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he went on the drugs because he wanted to, when he was on the road as a youngster, he loved it so much and they'd perform and they'd drive all night to the next place so he didn't get any sleep. So somebody gave him some pills, pretty much like Judy Garland. And when she, the same thing, they hook her on uppers and that's what happened to him. And he just went on and on and on. And he was a big smoker too. And so that all kind of added to the misery of him as he got a little older. But June Carter, man, did she love him. She stuck right with him. Stuck right with him. And Loretta Lynn's story, just all of those stories are really pretty fascinating. Anyway, it's Americana, and it's a great story. So that's my review of Ken Burns' country music. Jennifer, meanwhile, back at the ranch. What do we have
back
tonight?
Back at the ranch. Football tonight. Yeah, Fox, NFL tonight. Set those fantasy lineups. Also tonight, this is kind of interesting, on ABC, The Last Days of Phil Hartman. This is a new special chronicling the life of Phil Hartman, especially in those last days. ABC, 9 o'clock. Check that out. Big Brother, new tonight on CBS at 9. The Outpost, also new on CW at 8. And then if you like the show The Good Place, the Paley Center is paying tribute to that show. It's going into its third and final season. That's on NBC at 8 o'clock.
So Jennifer Aniston, before she got the job at Friends, was told to lose 30 pounds or she wouldn't get the job. I don't know what she looked like then.
She was healthy looking, but she was heavier than she is now, for sure.
Yeah, she said her diet was terrible. Milkshakes and french fries and gravy. That's what happens. Here's a way for you to get a great night's rest. You've heard me for years now talk about MyPillow, the guarantees that go with them, the fact that there are all kinds of products now available, the pillows, you can wash them dry. You've heard all of the stories about how the pillow changes people and their sleeping habits. Same with all the other products that are there. What you may not have heard is that right now is a great time to buy whatever is in the catalog. Save up to 66% using the DJV code, all of the stuff that's in there. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, save up to 66% depending on what you're buying. The body pillow is a good example of that. Promo code DJV is what gives you the entree to have these great deals, the great specials. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, save up to 66%.
Hold up. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour on the DJV program with Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen. Victoria, I'm here moaning off the air about my card being hacked by Amazon Prime, or not by Amazon Prime, but somebody who gets into it with a bot. I don't even understand how this. I just said to Victoria, where's the money go? And she said it's sort of an elaborate thing.
It is. Most of the time you'll see that they purchase gift cards with the chart. That's usually what they do. And then they sell those gift cards at a discount. Like for a couple Christmases ago, I had one of those $1.99 charges that kept appearing maybe two or three times on my card. Yeah. And so I had it flagged because it was an Amex card, so they're really good about that. And I had them flag it. And then a couple days later, I got hit with a $250 charge to Starbucks. And I was like, what can you even buy at Starbucks that's $250?
$250,
and the guy at Amex told me that that's what the scheme is. It was all gift cards. So the person had bought $250 worth of gift cards from Starbucks. It cost them nothing. They go and sell them online at a discount, and they pocket the cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who even thinks?
The criminal mind. I don't know.
All right, Comcast is giving free streaming. Is it really free?
Well, it's a free streaming box, but no, it's not free. And so Comcast is, they're giving away free streaming boxes to their internet-only subscribers. So if you have Comcast internet, but you don't use their cable provider as well, they're now saying, hey, we'll give you a free streaming box, and it'll help control your TV experience, but you don't have to have cable. Now, here's, it's called the Xfinity Flex. That's the box. And it initially costs $5 per month, which is ridiculous because you can actually buy a Roku box for $30 and own it outright. So why you would rent one for $5 a month is beyond me. But Comcast is now seeing that people were onto them. And so now they're giving a free box to the internet-only subscribers. And it gives them a chance to actually cut into some of those subscriptions if they can drive, you know, sign-ups. So customers can buy and rent TV shows through this new box. And all of these movies and everything will come directly from Comcast. The box also gives Comcast control over what customers don't see, and this is where I think I would caution everyone. The Flexbox does not allow you to use PlayStation View or DirecTV Now, so basically any other cable provider or any other provider that lets you see network shows, it's not going to let you do that because they want you to only use their own cable service. So it also it will not allow Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus, which is coming out soon. Comcast plans to launch their own streaming service next year, which is where all this ties in. They really want everybody, their existing customers, they're really trying to keep them. The NBC streaming service is called Peacock. That's going to launch next spring. That's also not allowed on this, but Comcast hopes to charge cord cutters around $10 a month for these boxes. The only thing is, they only let you have two boxes, which most households have more than two TVs. So I would say, if Comcast is trying to sell you on this, just take a hard pass.
Take a pass. All right, here is the Langogo translation device. Pocket translator.
Geek out. It is the one gadget that really makes you feel like you're living in the future. The translation device. In the last few years, there's been a couple of these things that instantly translate conversations between people, and it's really cool. The Langogo is a newer entry that can translate up to 70 different languages. You hold it up to the speaker, and in less than a second, it translates and speaks to the language of choice. Langogo also offers its own version of Siri, called Yuri, that can give travel advice, weather reports, directions, and even act as a Wi-Fi hotspot. The result of a wildly successful crowdsourcing campaign, the Langogo Language Translator is shipping now for $300, and we've posted links on Twitter at The Geek Out.
All right, next up here, Amazon in the focus with some new service. Yes?
Yes, Amazon Music HD is a brand new service from Amazon. It will offer more than 50 million songs at CD quality, plus millions more at even better than CD quality. It's part of their new tier to its music service. Now, Amazon HD Music will cost $14.99 a month or $12.99 a month for Prime members. However, here's the thing that I would like to caution everyone. HD music is a big buzz term right now, and Tidal has, that's the service I have, they have HD music and no loss and all this other stuff. None of this matters if you're listening with earbuds, AirPods, if you have speakers that you've built into your kitchen ceiling in your house, if you're listening on an Echo device, you will not hear the difference of any of this. Even if you're in your car, and it doesn't matter how much money you spend on your car sound system, you still will not hear the difference. The only way you will is if you have $500 sealed ear headphones, you might hear a difference then. So I'd say you might want to save your money.
Save your dough. £59.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.